This is KUT. It's only been about 3 weeks since the FDA changed the label for the country's most widely used abortion drug. In Texas, advocates expected this will be a big deal. That's because state law mandated physicians administer the drug exactly like it says on the label, even though that old label had methods that weren't common medical practice. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on the difference the new label is making.
It's only been a couple of weeks, but Sarah Wheat with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas already sees more women using medication abortions.
We've had almost a fourfold increase just this month in the number of women who are once again able to choose this option.
Before the FDA changed its label, Wheat says the state's controversial abortion law from 2013 was making it really hard for women to choose a medication abortion over a surgical abortion.
We had only about 1% of our patients were actually able to choose medication abortion, and that was in large part due to the requirement that they had to make four separate visits to the health center.
And those four separate trips got a lot longer since the same abortion law went into effect. Earlier this year, the Texas Policy Evaluation Project released a study looking at the effects of nearly half of the state's abortion clinics closing down in the past few years. They found women who lost their closest clinic faced, on average, a 70-mile one-way trip to the next closest provider. Liza Fuentes was a co-investigator in that study.
The fact that we found that for women with a closed clinic, 37% of them said they wanted a medication abortion, were unable to get it, and ended up having to schedule a surgical procedure isn't so surprising, since we know that medication abortion access was highly restricted.
The report says medical abortions have dropped 70% since the new law. Another reason for the drop, that old FDA label required women to take an extra dose of the abortion medication, which meant an extra trip. Now that's been eliminated with the new FDA label. And because a lower dose is now recommended, doctors can prescribe a medication abortion 10 weeks into a pregnancy. The cutoff used to be roughly 50 days. Sarah Wheat says all these recent changes are what she thinks has led to the uptick in use.
We know that many, many women want this option and choose this option, and we expect that about 40% of our patients will once again choose medication abortion.
Of course, the future of access to any kind of abortion in Texas depends on how the Supreme Court rules on the state's 2013 abortion law. Justices are expected to announce a ruling this summer. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.